So you need to define what verification will be done. What do we need to do? Is it going to be at the block level, system level, or random? What level is appropriate to test a specific feature? I'll give you an example. At a telecom company, I was responsible for modeling the chip that did the switching between channel A and channel B. And this thing was in the middle of the car. And one of the system test cases was make sure that the car could switch from channel A to channel B. So that's not system, that's block. It's fully contained in my ASIC. Don't do it. So yeah, you're right. So that was not a system test case. It was a block level test case. You have to remember, too, that verification is definitely a larger task than the design. It's going to take more time. It's going to take more staff. Typically, rule of thumb, we say that 70% of your resources should be allocated to verification. And usually, you look at schedules. Oh, design, RTL, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, this long. Verification, eh. No way. You have to plan ahead to avoid inefficiencies. If you don't plan, you're going to end up at the end and things are going to be twice as hard to do. And remember the goal of system level testing. Don't do what's at the block level. Check element interactions. Always ask the question, does this have to be done at the system level? Do I have visibility of that feature within a block or within a lesser system? Don't do something that can be done with a smaller block. You get more controllability, you get more observability. Check the corner cases. You have to involve the design architects. You have to involve all the designers and ask them, well, what are the possible failure conditions? What are the stress points of that design? And again, no block level functional testing. That's a very important trap that a lot of people fall into because it's such an obvious function. It's in the document. It's easy to test for. You don't want to test for the stuff that's easy. You want to test for the thing that hasn't been thought about. I always say that for your verification engineers, you want to find someone who has a history of being paranoid. So paranoia is a good thing in verification.